Hello, everybody. Happy Monday and welcome to our daily ritual. My name is Reese, and today we are focusing on the first pillar of coherence, which is the self that manifests as well-being. And a super fun piece of my well-being from this week is that I got a new ivy plant. You can only see a little bit of it, but I'm hoping that over the course of daily ritual episodes, over the coming months, we'll see more and more of her as she grows. While you contemplate our theme of self, I am going to invite you to start to deepen your breath, and I'm going to light some Palo Santo to cleanse our shared space. And as you deepen your breath, I invite you to close your eyes or soften your vision if it is safe and you are able to do so. And I just want you to tune in to how you're doing on this Monday morning. As you fill up your lungs, how is your body feeling in the space? How do your clothes feel against your skin? Whatever furniture or floor you're on, how does that feel as it holds your weight? And here in a moment, I am going to invite you to take a deep breath with me. And when we do so, I want you to make it the deepest breath of the day. Whenever your breathing pattern allows, take that deep breath in. And keep breathing, really fill up those lungs, and exhale. And tune in to the collective, to all of the people that are here across space and time, sharing this breath and this ritual. When you are ready, feel free to gently open your eyes or leave them closed if you would prefer to do so. And I am going to start shuffling our cards for today. Oh, and the church bells are gonna ring as I do so. Feels kind of synchronistic, feels kind of like an omen. I actually, today in my Italian language class, my phone case is the High Priestess tarot card, and one of my classmates who's new this week asked me about it, and she said, "Do you read tarot cards?" I said, "I sure do." And she wants me to bring them to class tomorrow, so that's kind of fun. As I shuffle these cards, I invite you to tune back into our theme of self. Is there any question you have about yourself, your relationship to self, your physical, mental, emotional well-being? If you do have a question, feel free to call that to mind. If not, just allow whatever comes up to come up. And as always, this card pull is for the collective, what all of us need to hear in this moment. If this has found you, even if it is not on the right day, Spirit will bring you to the reading you're meant to hear. Our card today is the Knight of Cups. The Knight of Cups is, of course, like many of our knights, on gallant horseback, some wings kind of pluming off of his helmet, on a beautiful white steed, dressed in shining armor and regalia, and holding one cup out in front of him, and the horse about to travel over perhaps a little river in the road. And in the background, we see some mountains and, of course, more wings on his armored shoes. As we have discussed, each of the suits in tarot has a slightly different energy that they bring, and Cups is the suit of the emotions, of our felt reality, the felt life that we live. And I think one really interesting thing that I've come across recently is that some people refer to the cups as the suit of the earth. As we have four suits in the tarot, there are also four elements associated with the four cardinal directions. And so the cups are associated with the earth. So we can think of this being really grounded and kind of in soil, right? In soil and soul. And this Knight of Cups is out looking for adventure. He is kind of holding this cup out as an offering to be filled, which does call to mind this idea that the cup is empty right now. And I think when we think of really filling our cups, that can be a plethora of things, right? That can be emotionally, do we need to really recharge our social battery? Physically, are we tired? Do we need to think about our nourishment? Do we need to think about maybe getting some more whole foods into our diet? Or I think mentally, are we just feeling mentally exhausted? Has it been a hot second since we've seen our therapist? Of course, these are just general thoughts, but as the horse approaches the stream in this picture, the knight is holding out the cup, and I think almost in asking for the earth, for the stream, for the space around him to fill him up, metaphorically. And there is a really beautiful openness to that. I think if you're feeling like you might be missing something, or like there's a monotony, it makes me think of the doldrums in the Phantom Tollbooth, if anyone's familiar with that book. But that kind of feeling to your days, how can you try and invite in some excitement, some interest? I think it's not just about creating it, which is important, but it's also about being open to the things that might already be there. In this card, the knight is holding the cup out, ready to receive. Are you ready to receive the opportunities for delight, for excitement that may be just on the horizon or may be already around you? You know, if the wind is blowing, put your sails up. And perhaps the wind is blowing, but it is time that we unfurl those sails. I also think this is a message for anyone that is feeling as though the wind may not be blowing, that it will be soon, that I've been getting a lot of messages about things being just around the corner, just on the edge, just close to a tipping point, almost as though, like, I speak in so many metaphors and analogies, but the water tension that water can have on the top of like a cup where it looks like it's just about to go over the sides, but it hasn't quite yet. And if you add just a drop more of water, it'll spill over. I feel like it's right there where it almost looks like we're about to spill over and it just needs that one more little drop. And I do think it's both patience and openness to whatever that drop could be. Having our cups out, ready, and waiting. As we move into our mantra for today, inspired by this theme of self and the card, the Knight of Cups, our mantra is going to be, I am receptive to opportunities. And I want you to think of opportunities as anything that you could be kind of waiting for with open arms, whether this is inviting in more abundance in your career, in your professional life, or opportunities for excitement, fun, joy, plans, new relationships, adventures, travel, right? Opportunities encompasses a lot. And this affirmation does as well. So really energetically make it yours as we repeat this affirmation. Okay, in a moment, I'm going to invite you to take a deep breath with me. And on the exhale, we are going to repeat our mantra of I am receptive to opportunities. Whenever you're ready, take that deep breath in. And exhale, repeating our mantra, I am receptive to opportunities. For our practice today, I want us to consciously say yes. An opportunity may not fly in your face or fall right in your lap today, right after doing this ritual, like an hour later, but one might. And I think priming our brains with this idea of saying yes will allow you to be more receptive to the opportunities that may be coming your way. I think oftentimes for me, I will prejudge the opportunities as though they're not what I'm asking for. Perhaps I've been asking for new experiences, and I really imagine that this looks like new friendships to do that with. But actually what the universe is bringing me is a new experience to learn about myself on my own. And I think having this idea of yes already on the brain will allow us to see things as opportunities that do feed into our goals. The universe often brings us things in a way that we don't anticipate, that we don't expect. So, of course, don't let this overly steer your ship, right? Don't say yes to just anything, making sure that you are comfortable and safe and all of those important things. But maybe lean in to things that you wouldn't normally say yes to, but today you do. Maybe you're invited to a happy hour that you almost never go to after work with your colleagues, and today you have a drink. Or perhaps you get a phone call from your mom and you're really tired, but today you answer it. What are some ways that we can just be saying yes? And it doesn't necessarily have to be a verbal yes. It can be an energetic yes as well. Thank you all so very much for being a part of our daily ritual. Please share in the comments down below what you said yes to today, and share this ritual with someone that you think would really enjoy it or could use this reminder today. I'm looking forward to seeing you all tomorrow, and until then, love. Our Daily Ritual is a podcast by the Cohere Collective that helps you build purpose and coherence into your daily routine. Please follow, like, subscribe, rate, review, comment, share, engage wherever you are listening to this podcast. That is the best way to support Our Daily Ritual and the work of the Cohere Collective. If you want more from the Cohere Collective, you can head on over to www.thecoherecollective.com to check out all of our other content and offerings over there. A big thank you to Podington Bear for Our Daily Rituals theme music, and I hope each of you feel like you are living more coherently. Until next time, love.